I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm convinced Russell just wants to keep doing updates because he wants to say Matthew Dellavedova and show us that he can say the name Matthew Dellavedova.
Dellavedivi.
No, that's not it. You got it right before, though.
Dilly.
That's impressive.
To the pit of misery.
So, do we have any shot of seeing Bryce Harper playing again for the Nationals? You and I have both been on board with this now for a while. Said, ain't no way. No way this guy comes back, because there will be a team, and I'll give you credit, because you've thrown out a couple of teams that I think would make sense if they wanted to make a big splash. Now, we know there's like at least a dozen, if not more, that have already or will meet with Bryce Harper. Most teams are going to at least see, hey, what can we do about this year? But we know $300 million is not going to cut it.
Right.
Fine. We knew that wasn't going to be the price tag anyway.
Well, here's the thing. The only team that $300 million would cut it for would be the Nationals.
Right.
And that's if Bryce and Kayla Harper look around and say, well, yeah, we could get $325 here or $335 here. But for $300, we could go back to what we know
and what we love. There have been numbers thrown around, Russell, of him getting 14 years and $420 million.
I'm totally with you. I'm just saying, because
I know where you're going with it, and it's right.
You know, Grant, who loves baseball and who covers baseball much more closely than I do, kept saying, look, the depressed market of last year is still going to essentially be the same thing this year, especially with Manny Machado and Harper kind of divvying or splitting up some of the big, desperate money. Now, we figure Philadelphia to be involved in, if not both, at least one of those,
right?
And every move they've made this offseason seems to indicate that it would be Harper more than Manny Machado, right? Because they just acquired an all-star shortstop. They think they can get him to play third. Harper, they traded Carlos Santana, their first baseman, to clear room for Rhys Hoskins to move from left field to first base, which would again open up an outfield spot for Bryce Harper. He's always hit well at Citizens Bank Park, so on and so forth. Again, all the writing on the wall seems Philly. Here's my thing. I've always thought Philadelphia, you and I have talked about this, would be the most desperate and would spend or offer the most amount of money. I don't know if Bryce Harper wants to be in Philadelphia.
But would he want to be in L.A.? Because there's a chance the Dodgers, after back-to-back losses in the World Series, say, let's make a splash and add somebody else to this roster that's going to help, in their eyes, get them over the edge.
I don't know how you would look at Los Angeles and Philadelphia if you're Bryce Harper, right? And you say, I could play at Dodger Stadium, a historical ballpark, historical franchise.
And close to Vegas.
And very close to Las Vegas, which was part of the appeal of why I was told he wanted to play in Arizona. He did not think Los Angeles, with their payroll, would want to, and their power numbers, that they would be that interested. But again, you lose the World Series a couple years in a row. Yes, you're there, but you want to win a World Series. They haven't won a World Series since 1988. Los Angeles is now much more appealing. Much more appealing. In my eyes, and the way I can see it, and for the reason you mentioned, and the other big thing is Gabe Kapler is a lunatic. He's the manager. Dave Roberts is not. Two, I look at the Dodgers as, even though they spend a lot of money, they're a fairly stable franchise. They've got aggressive owners, but the Guggenheim, whatever, and Magic Johnson, I think they're good.
They also have a lot of money because of their TV deal out
there.
So the Dodgers have a ton of money infused in an organization, which, by the way, doesn't have to worry about a salary cap. You do have to worry about their version of, you know, revenue sharing and all that, but and their version of a luxury tax, essentially. They don't call it the same thing in baseball, but it's the same concept.
They have the luxury tax,
but they don't call it the same thing.
No, they
though.
Do. They do.
I've seen.
I mean, it's commonly referred to as a luxury tax.
I mean, that's
it's like a luxury tax threshold or whatever. It's not exactly the same provision,
right?
In the
it's
NBA.
Not the same
it's
as the
different
NBA.
Rules. But the bottom line is, like, for instance, Mark Lerner told Grant and Danny today, hey, we regret now not being under the luxury tax threshold last year because, of course, they fell short.
Mm-hmm.
And even those trades that they made in August for Daniel Murphy and Matt Adams and Gio Gonzalez didn't get them under that luxury tax threshold, and they lost. And they're not willing to do that again. So you have that situation. You have the Los Angeles situation, Nick. Again, I don't think Bryce Harper thought that Los Angeles was really going to be a big player because, again, of their payroll and because they were a very good team without him. And I think they led the National League in home runs last year, right? And
at they have a ton of power, ton of power.
I mean, at this point, Bryce Harper is, I don't want to say he's just a home run hitter, but he's more known for his home run ability than he is for any other part of his game, right?
And this is why the emergence of Juan Soto, and the minute it started, I kept saying this, and I feel like I'm you saying this. I kept saying this. I kept telling all you Nimrods before this happened. But Adam Eaton, Juan Soto, Michael A. Taylor, and Victor Robles out there in the outfield, that's a good outfield. That's a younger outfield. I mean, Eaton's not necessarily not the youngest out of that, but for the most part, that's a generally young outfield with a lot of talent that's going to cost you a lot less than what just Bryce Harper will cost you by himself. And I think this organization has seen now that, hey, we have another young star in Juan Soto that we can market that's not going to be due big money anytime soon. Won't cost us $35, $40 million a year to have Bryce Harper out there. Somebody that, by the way, has had an injury history throughout his career and had a historic season in 2015, his MVP season. But for the most part, has been up and down at the plate and been in and out of the lineup because of injuries. This is something to me that makes perfect sense for the organization. As much as I like Bryce Harper, as great as he's been for the organization, in the community, it just makes sense business-wise for them to say, here's the most we can give you after that. Go get paid, that's fine, but we're not going to be the ones to do it.
Here's what's interesting. I think it makes more sense from a baseball sense than it does from a sellability sense, if that
I
makes sense.
I get that because he's marketable. He is the face of baseball. He's not the best player, but he's the face of baseball.
I worry about, now, the Nationals always have helter-skelter-type crowds in April, May, and September, right?
Right.
I mean, even when they're really good, I would say the because of the weather, because kids are in school, because D.C. is not a great die-hard sport baseball town, sports town, the crowds are always a little up and down and maybe disappointing. But I wonder in July if this team is neck and neck with, say, the Phillies for first place or the Mets. And, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates are here on a Wednesday night. Are you drawing 20,000 or are you drawing 38,000 if you have Bryce or if you don't have Bryce Harper? Meaning if you're right there and battling for first place, is the difference between having Bryce Harper and not having Bryce Harper worth 10, 12, 13,000? Not every night, not on average, but on those nights that are harder to sell. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. I get it. He's marketable, but is his value at, let's say, $375, $400 million, is it worth enough to do that to bring people in? Like, does that make sense in that?
Real quickly, from John Heyman of FanCred Sports and also MLB Network, he writes, you know, the Dodgers, of course, met with Bryce Harper. They traveled to Vegas, you know, as reported by Yahoo. He says, while the story doesn't suggest just how involved the Dodgers are, he says, it is interesting that they're in it at all, since they haven't spent big on any one outside player since the new regime came in, which is something that, you know, again, I guess he puts it more succinctly than I did, and he's right about. And previous reports had suggested the Dodgers intended to stay under the luxury tax threshold, which would seem like an impossibility with Harper on the team. So it's interesting to see, like, you know, the dynamic at play here, because if you think about it, right, the Dodgers, they haven't won a World Series in 30 years. They've been to the last two World Series, but they have to now keep up with the LeBron. I know the Lakers have been disappointing for the most part, right? What is their record?
No, they've been a lot better now.
Okay.
But you're right. I mean, listen, they're not. It's not like
they're not the Golden State Warriors right now.
14
right?
out of the 15 teams in the West are within a playoff spot right now, within two games.
Where are the Lakers?
The Lakers are 15-9. They're a fifth seed right now. They played a lot better than the way they were before
so that's
start the year.
Right. So that's much better. But still, you have to keep up with the Lakers, right? From a business,
sure.
From an entertainment,
absolutely.
From an eyeball standpoint,
it's LA and the Rams. You have the Rams to keep track of. It's LA, and there's a lot going on.
You're absolutely right. Forget about the Kings. Forget about USC right now. The LA Rams,
yes.
Definitely a hot ticket, and of course the Lakers and LeBron. So to me, again, most baseball people did not expect Bryce or the Dodgers to be involved in Bryce. Clearly they are. What I still wonder about is there a dark horse team? I was told this week, after being told at the Diamondbacks, they just decided to move a different direction, which every move that they may be back in this, that they may make one push here because they traded Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
They got some really good prospects back for Goldschmidt. They're trying to deal Greinke, which would free up a lot of money. Now, again, you're hitting the reset button, and then you're saying, well, we're building around Bryce Harper and a bunch of young kids. But the point is that would free up a lot of resources for them to throw a big money deal at Bryce Harper.
What's worse, a butt fumble or a butt injury? That is the question Chris Russell raised to me earlier today. We'll answer that next. It's Overtime on The Fan. I see what you did there, Vic. That's very mature of you. Very mature.
I despise country.
Well, this is like old school country anyway, man. Like, this isn't. Now everything is like pop mixed with southern rock, mixed with country, mixed with like hip hop. Like, everything just is infused together in music. It's one big cluster F now. But I like country, so I don't really care what you have to say about that. What's worse,
Chris? Yeah, Vic.
There you go. What's worse, Chris?
Jerk.
A butt fumble or a butt injury? This is the question that you asked me, and I think it's a very valuable question.
I think
it's an important question.
I think it's one that we could have some fun with.
Especially because you can make butt jokes for both of them.
Exactly. And if you want to make a butt joke, too, you can do so right now at 800-636-1067.
You have a lozenge in your mouth right now?
I do.
Yeah. Why? You couldn't have waited till like when we weren't talking for
a
living?
Because I felt my throat getting worse and worse.
So you're now going to talk with that in your mouth?
Well, listen.
You could have planned a little bit farther ahead.
It's not even professional.
Not at all.
Jerk.
Oh, wait a second. Like burping while we're on the air?
My mic is off, sir.
It's off, but I think these mics in here picked up the burps that you have literally rattled the glass in this building with tonight. I don't know what your deal is. I don't know what you ate, but you
I know what I ate. It was meat.
It was a big old sack of meat. He loves big old sacks of meat.
Way too excited. If you don't know what we're talking about, at RussellMania621, Russell has a perverted video of Vic just stuffing his mouth with brisket, and it's just gross.
As he's doing right now.
Yeah.
With the microphone in front of his face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are you eating now?
Meat.
What is it?
Meat.
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 Meat. It's just disgusting.
Meat. Speaking of butts, your butt is going to be a lot bigger if you keep eating that meat and those cupcakes.
It's also probably going to be on fire at about 11 o'clock tonight from him. So
it's going to be on fire.
They just cleaned the bathroom, so you may want to go in after that. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be fresh for you.
No, because then they don't get cleaned again until Monday night, and we're going to have eau de Vic.
I'm not here this weekend, so I don't care.
I am. I'm here all weekend.
Who is?
I am.
All right, so what's worse in your eyes, a butt fumble or a butt injury?
Well,
when I look at it, here's why it's got to be the butt fumble, because we know that a butt fumble will live on in infamy forever, and people won't stop tweeting about the damn thing years and years after it happens.
Right.
But a butt injury, you can make the butt jokes about it, but then people start to forget about it after a while. People aren't even talking about Dwight Howard's butt injury. Now, maybe because he's barely been in the lineup for the Wizards and people have forgotten about it right
now. But it's also because it's kind of reformulated from a butt pull or butt muscle injury to
it's technically medical.
A spinal or right is it like the L4 and L5
vertebrae. Okay. I looked it up and I know where they are. They're on the bottom of your spine.
So my guy Chief of DC, who's just one of the true cream of the crop type people,
right?
That listen to this radio station and that are very nice. Now he never brings us food like he brings Chad Dukes versus the world.
Mm-hmm.
We won't hold it against him. He says, butt injury is way worse because it becomes a pain in the ass.
Ah, I see what you did there.
There you go.
What about you? Haven't answered it yet. What is it?
I think I think the butt fumble is worse because it, like you said, it lives on and on. And 4 years later, it gives David Aldridge a chance to stand on his little soapbox.
Has it only been 4 years? First off, whoa.
It's been about 4 years.
First off.
Because it was with the Jets.
Second off, I need to actually.
He was with the Eagles in 2014, not the singing group, not the band, the Eagles, the Philadelphia.
Let me hit the rewind button here real quick.
Yeah. What did I do wrong?
There was a little bit of shade being thrown at David Aldridge there by you.
Well, sure. I mean.
Why? Because he asked a funny question?
Well,
that got
yes.
a great response from Mark Sanchez?
I didn't say that it wasn't an entertaining exchange.
You were very condescending.
I just said it leads to questions by David Aldridge.
Who stands on his soapbox, you said.
Right. Well, he's standing on his soapbox saying, hey, you're known for the butt fumble.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Depending on a soapbox being a little more preachy, he was asking a valid question.
Well, no.
What's he going to ask?
Oh, how do you feel to be in here after not playing football for a while? Are you excited?
No, he asked a great question.
It was an entertaining question.
Yes.
But reminding Mark Sanchez of a moment that we've all seen play out in video of 5,000 times.
But
it happened
never
4.5 years ago.
Respond to it.
Here in D.C., we've never heard
Has he talked about it anywhere else? Do we have anything somewhere?
Of course.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Exactly. This is more memorable. He got a memorable response out of Mark Sanchez and a response from Mark Sanchez that will endear him to the fans here. Because you may look at him and say, well, Mark Sanchez is going to be a terrible quarterback for us and we have no confidence. But give the guy credit for answering in a very charming and funny and professional way.
Look, I didn't say it was a bad moment. I'm just saying that David Aldridge obviously went there with the intention of being kind of funny, being a standout, being humorous.
No, you said
or
soapbox.
Trying to elicit.
You were very condescending to David Aldridge.
I was not.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Stop
then
doing
do you
this.
Rescind the way you said that because it's not what you meant?
Stop. Yes, I rescind it because
there you go.
It's
that's
not
all
what
I wanted
I meant.
You to do. Okay, I'm just trying to help you because that's what it sounded
you're
like.
You're trying to pin me against David Aldridge.
No, I'm not. You tried to pin yourself against
I'm
him.
I'm just simply
you're
trying
fight
to say
with everybody
David
else on Twitter.
David Aldridge was the one that asked the question. I wouldn't have asked the question because I, you know, again, we've talked about the butt fumble for 5 years now.
But like, not to Mark Sanchez.
No, but like you said, I agree with Chad Dukes.
Yes, because the butt
jokes
fumble
about
thing
the butt fumble
on Twitter, the jokes are stupid. They're all dumb. Oh, none of them are funny. None of them are original.
But a question about a butt fumble
yes,
is not?
Because you're asking the source of the joke. You're
I
asking
suppose.
The guy that went through it versus, oh, here comes Mark Sanchez. I bet he butt fumbles again. Oh, here's the
I
gif
suppose.
Of him butt fumbling.
I suppose. I think the reason why it came back
out.
Up again big time was because he had a near butt fumble the other night.
But it was a butt recovery.
A butt recovery.
So
that,
so then what's worse? Butt fumble, butt recovery, or butt injury?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, now your head is spinning, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, my head's been spinning all night, but, like, this is just going to send it into overload.
I have a question. You said something earlier in this segment, and I don't know what this is.
Kind of reformulated from a butt pull.
A butt pull?
Yeah, what is that?
A butt pull. Like your gluteus muscle was pulled is what he's saying.
Oh.
Not a pull.
Oh,
like
okay. And I were trying to figure out what you were saying.
You thought it was P-O-L-E versus P-U-L-L?
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the problem. Nick, Vic,
yes.
Whatever the hell your name is.
Slick Vic. Rick.
Dummy. You've got brisket coming out of your freaking ears. Unclog them. Unclog them, Vic.
Shorts and I think you said the other one.
Shorts has been here since 5:45 this morning.
Why is he still here?
He's angry. He's venomous. He's hostile. He wants to go home. Leave him alone. I'm even going to defend him. But I'm not going to defend you because you got here at 6:20.
You're just defending him.
Talking about? I got here at 5:45.
Kind of reformulated from a butt pull.
That sounds like pull. I know what he meant, pull. But it was his.
I was searching for how we went from originally it was diagnosed as a butt muscle injury to Now it's a spinal injury.
It was never really truly a butt injury.
Right.
From what I was told by people when it was being told as a butt thing at the beginning of the year, it was really a back thing, and they were just kind of switching it up a little bit. And technically, if you see where the L4 and L5 vertebrae that Dwight Howard is dealing with.
It is the top of your butt, right?
It's literally the bottom part of your spine. It's right above your butt. So therefore, this is a great conversation, by the way. I've said butt more times in this segment than I've ever done in my life, which is a good thing. I think this is a big milestone for me. But it makes sense to be able to kind of twist it into that. And it probably affected one of those, the porphyrous muscle or whatever the hell it is. But in the end, it's...
Paraformis.
No, porphyrous. Porphyrous.
No, paraformis.
A paraformis? You're saying it totally wrong.
Stuffleupagus?
Yes, there you go. Matthew Dellavedova? Bojan Bogdanovic?
Dilly.
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, butt fumble is the worst to me.
You think so?
Yeah, because that has video that'll live on forever.
Yeah.
An injury is going to be something that people will forget about at some point.
No, listen, the only reason why it was a bigger issue was because it was Dwight Howard, right? And he's a clown, and everybody likes to clown on him.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I will say, like, occasionally you get these weird injury diagnoses? Weird injury things. Like remember Noah Syndergaard went on the DL, and then there was, I want to say it was J.A. Happ, but maybe I was wrong. Somebody in Toronto, before he went to New York, I think it was J.A. Happ, that had hand, foot, and mouth disease this
year.
That's
disgusting.
I mean, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's not like they're putting their foot in their mouth. It's just called hand, foot, and mouth. So it's not like Dwight Howard's butt was on fire.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Right.
If it was on fire.
Right, exactly.
That would probably be a problem.
His spine was on fire.
Spinal. All right, we're going to dig into Russell's box next, and that was in no way supposed to be inappropriate, I promise. Overtime next.
What's in the box? Papa's
got
a brand
new bag. I've got my boxes and my bags and my boxes and my bags. And I've got a heavy backpack. It's got stuff in it. And I've got a lunch bag.
Is it possible to get drunk off of brisket? Because if it is, Vic is definitely drunk off of brisket tonight. Things have gotten extremely weird, and it smells like his burps in the studio. He walked in, chewed on a bunch of meat, and you're giggling while you're eating all that meat. Just gross.
I think it has something to do with the Junkies holiday drinking show.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things consumed then regurgitated around here tonight, which is today and tonight. It's just been an entire day of...
It's in the air.
I bet if somebody wasn't nose blind to what was going on here like we are at this point, and they just walked in from the outside, they'd walk around the studios here and go, what is that smell? Not what's in the box, not what's in the bag, but what's in the trash can? What's in the air?
I feel bad for the El Zol people that are just feet.
Yeah, but they had food today, too. They had, like, a radiothon, so there was a bunch of pizza and stuff down there. So there was a lot of smells all through this building today. I saw stuff in the kitchen. There's, like, sandwiches. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
all right.
There was a weird smell of throw-up. That's what I know.
Yeah, that would be JP.
When I walked in.
That would be why. That would be JP. That would be Holtape, who was the one puking all over the place today. All right, it's the game that everybody loves, the game that everybody requests.
The game show's sweeping the nation.
Only happens when Russell and I are together. What's in the bag, in the box, in the bag? We always do it at 9:30. What is in the box? What is in the bag? What is in the box? What is in the bag? Here's how it works. Vic and I have three guesses to see if we can guess weird things that are in Russell's bags, his boxes, and his bags. Now, it counts what is in his bag, what he's taken out of his bag but brought in with him. His pockets also count because it's all of the things. His pockets are large and have lots of room for things anyway, so we can count that. And anything that you brought and is left in the kitchen also is fair game. I have three guesses. My first guess is going to be a folder full of papers that has to do with anything sports related.
You cheated, you dummy.
Because you have a folder full of papers?
You saw the...
Do you have a folder full of papers?
Yes, of course I
do. Ding, ding, ding. I got it. You always have papers.
You saw it in my bag. It was open.
I did not see that.
It's a Capitals folder. Look, I stole it from Ken Danico of MSG Network last Friday night. He didn't want it, and I took it because I wanted the folder.
All right, so you want the folder, but you have... All right, Capitals, Devils, game notes, NHL stats.
Yeah.
These are like 30 pages.
But I want to keep my box scores, and I want to keep all my notes in there when I have time to do it.
So there's this thing called the internet, where you can look up all of these things on all of this paper right here.
Sometimes the internet doesn't work.
You don't need this. Crash. Throw it out. Guess number two. Do you have anything EMP 180 branded in any of your bags? You can't say no, because I know you do, because you're doing EMP 180 now.
Look at this.
And that is two middle fingers directly at you.
He is literally double flipping me off.
And is the answer yes? Is it a ding ding?
Screw you.
Yes, it is. Two for two. All the trash you talk can now get shoved right back in that stupid mouth of yours, because I will not be ridiculed for getting things wrong tonight. I am two for two.
Moron.
Suck on it. Guess number three.
I mean, why don't you go for the icy hot? Because it's right here.
I wasn't going to do that. But do you have anything tea or throat related in your bag? Because your voice is atrocious.
No.
You
not
don't have
in
any...
my bag.
Did you bring it in with you? You can't say that it's out of it. That counts. We've established
you
that rule.
You said in my bag.
You brought it with you. You're really going to do semantics with me again on this?
I've used it all. It's in my cup.
That's three for three.
No,
three
it's
for three.
Not.
Shut up. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You can't
Vic.
Bring it with you in the bag and then say, oh, but
he
I used
said
it. It doesn't count.
Specifically, do you have anything tea or throat related?
When you walk in the building.
Bag.
When you walk in the building, everything that crosses the threshold in any of your bags or boxes or bags, whether it's consumed during the show or not, and no longer exists, still counts as part of the game. Therefore, that absolutely counts. Because you consumed it, what, an hour ago? Yes, that counts. Three for three. I'm back. Woo! Vic, take it home.
All right. Well, one of those answers you stole from me, but I'll be fine. I'll power through it. How about you have nail clippers?
Ooh, that's a great guess. I bet he does. He's laughing because he does.
Come on. Nail clippers.
What is that?
What was that?
What is that?
What?
Can you save that noise?
Yeah, I'll save that
okay,
for sure.
Okay, mark that down. That was
it.
It
was a
9:39.
It was a, I'm not sure. I don't think so.
That's what that sounded like.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with.
I might. I don't know.
Hey, look, see? Check. He doesn't even look, and he just tells us it's wrong. That's how I know
go
we're
check.
Right most of the time. Yeah, look.
Check.
You need to look. He's pulling up his bag now. See, you see, this is the problem, Vic, with this game, is that he will say no, and I know for a fact he either knows that it's in there or he's not sure and automatically assumes no. Nail clippers is a great guess. Don't
you
ever get told anything other than
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I know he's got it in there. By the way, you can hear on the mic the shuffling of just things in this bag.
Nope. Sorry, dummy.
That was a weak
look. Look harder.
Yeah, I don't think he's looking.
Dummy. Let's go with trash bags. You have trash bags.
Trash bags.
Why would I have a trash bag?
You could have little mini trash bags.
Who carries around little mini trash bags?
You.
Weirdo.
You.
You do.
No.
You do bring a pair of socks in case you step in a puddle. I don't know anybody else in the world that does that.
I haven't brought a pair of socks in a while.
I mean, look at all that trash that you have right there in your studio.
There's a ton of trash.
You could just throw that out with a mini trash bag.
I'll throw it out into the big trash bag, and I'll throw you out into it as well.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
Say,
you
got to
take
threat?
That?
That's-
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is that a threat?
I think you guys should fight.
All right, HR, here we go.
Yeah,
it's a promise.
See, Vic's not going to fight you. He's going right to snitching.
Yeah, that's exactly
snitching
right.
All the way. He's going to slide into an HR office and say, hey, I got a story for you.
All right, here's my next guest.
Your next guest?
Yes. Do you have any lozenges? A.K.A. cough drops.
Lozenges?
No.
What?
No
what?
Cough drops. Unless these that Nick gave me that are probably loaded with like drugs or something. So
I would not. I showed you the container. It's to help you. Wow. See, this is why we don't do good deeds for you, because then you just ridicule us. You're a bully.
So that's a no or a yes. Is that a yes?
Is he not going to answer? You're not going to answer him?
It's a no.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I have no lozenges.
No.
You went 0 for 3.
But But I went 3 for 3, so therefore Vic and I still win.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. All right, extra credit. What do you have in there that we didn't guess, that we should have guessed? Because, by the way, my favorite is that he doesn't bring a pair of socks anymore because he brought up that one time that he brings an extra pair of socks because you never know when you're going to step in a puddle. That's one of my all-time favorite moments of this game.
Currently, I have 2 pairs of binoculars.
Why do you have 2?
I don't know. in case I need to see things. I have a Stacker Chew B12 vitamin shot.
Wow.
I have dental floss picks. Anybody need to floss their teeth after having brisket or chicken?
That was actually a good guess. We should have guessed that.
I think I have some of
deodorant.
Of course you have deodorant.
Yeah, the Axe body spray?
Yeah, somewhere in here.
Yeah.
Just can't find it right now.
Because there's a lot of stuff in there. What else? Anything else? What's in the other bigger pocket in there? Oh, well, now he's got the lunchbox out, so that's the other bag.
Yeah. So technically, Vic. Vic,
look
what
he's got.
These are daytime soft gels. They don't technically count as lozenges, but they are for my cough.
I think that has to be a point for me.
I think we give you a point for that. Judge's ruling.
Ding.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right.
And I got a bunch of other stuff that smells bad right now.
So we went 4 for 6.
I think that's pretty good. By the way, what do you mean you have other stuff that smells bad?
Like, I made asparagus and mushrooms earlier today that I was supposed to eat.
Smells terrible, but good.
Yeah, and I grilled it up and put
How does your pee smell? I mean, you had asparagus, right? That's a logical question to ask somebody. Oh, that's where we draw the line, guys, tonight? Really? That's where we're drawing the line.
I mean, you want me to discuss this on the radio?
I figured you'd talk about it. Why not? It's 9:40.
Yeah, I know, but what I say on this
stupid show
lives in perpetuity.
Exactly. I'm trying to help out everyone here so we have more content for next week. So just go ahead. Describe it real quick.
Why don't we talk about the Redskins?
We can, but we've already done that for 2 hours.
We did?
Yes. We talked about their stupid stadium that's probably never going to happen, and they're just going to sucker us into it forever.
Because
that's the way things go. All right, when we come back, Russell's going to tell us how his pee smells. It's overtime. Thankfully, we're almost done here because, good Lord, things have gone off the rails for so much of this night. A second meet video of JT the Vic is on Twitter thanks to Chris Russell at WrestleMania621. I'm
it's
at Nick Ashew on Twitter.
It's not as good as the first one, I don't think.
It was good, though. Because he said Capital's name's wrong while he was eating brisket. It's just weird. I don't know where this bit came from, but it's funny.
Selson.
It's weird. Hey, by the way, can you put your phone on vibrate? That might be a good idea because professionals know that when you're in a studio like this, we're not allowed to have our phones loud, Russell.
I thought it was.
I still think he has nail clippers in there and he's not looking.
You know, he didn't look hard enough.
You know what?
I don't think he did
My
either.
Phone was on vibrate until I turned the volume on so I could listen to the JT the Vic video.
Ring volume and the actual sound of media volume should be different on your phone, though. So that's not an excuse.
Yeah, probably.
That's a lie. Yeah, you totally made that up. So you had an interesting headline that was sitting on your computer earlier that says non-stick pans can make your penis smaller, according to a study.
Yeah, non-stick frying pans.
Yes,
right.
So why is this a thing?
Smaller. This is according, of course, to the New York Post, who cites, a new study that found a chemical commonly found on non-stick pans and fast food wrappers, which would immediately eliminate landfill. not eliminate, but it would put the spotlight right on.
Vic just burped again through the glass.
God almighty.
This is I'd be curious to know if one of them has actually gone over the mic and has to.
So the new study of the chemical commonly found on nonstick pans and fast food wrappers may have, and I'm quoting directly, a significant impact on endowment and can result in smaller. I don't know if I can say this word on the radio, but they said it in the New York Post, so how?
Well, Vic will dump it. He's right by the dump button.
Yeah, I'm ready to dump it.
It's a commonly used word for male anatomy for penises that starts with an S. No?
Do you want me to say it? You'll just dump it if you can't.
Well,
I know what you're saying.
No, because you guys will hang me out to dry, and I've already gotten enough trouble.
Schlong.
Oh, you can say that? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard anybody say that.
Because nobody uses that word anymore. Okay. That's an old school word. The fact that they use it in the New York Post seems kind of dumb.
All right, so
yeah, you could say Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I've heard that before. All right, anyway.
A Larry Johnson, perhaps?
The research, the Post says, which took place in Italy, which is weird, right? Mm-hmm. That you wouldn't do this research in the U.S., found that
No other countries are allowed to do research?
No. Those had been exposed to, I can't even say it, perfectolacal compounds,
I have no idea.
Also referred to as PFCs, mm-hmm. had significantly smaller eggplants than those who had, as well as lower semen quality.
So they did an extensive study then.
I guess they did all sorts of research, right? PFCs are chemicals commonly used as water and oil repellents in cookware and textiles. According to the study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, adult males are more likely to accumulate the chemical in their body for an unknown reason, meaning the chemical could have a larger effect on them.
Or a smaller effect, depending on how you're looking at it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they examined 383 male high school students. Including
really? They're under 18 and they're examining them for this? Don't you have to be 18 for a study like this?
I don't know.
I guess it's different.
Right. Including 212 who had been exposed to PFCs in Northeast Italy from June 2017 mm-hmm. and I guess in May of 2017. They took the participants' blood to measure sexual hormones, examined semen samples, and took, according to the Post, several measurements on their growers. I've never heard that term before.
They're using different terms, though. I like that. The only thing is, now here's the question. How did they measure it? Was it?
They did length, circumference, testicular volume, mm-hmm. Genital distance.
My question is, were they perched up in attention or were they slouched down and chilling?
Oh.
So think about that, because one of them.
That's a valid question.
What if they're a grower?
They said participant. All right, here's some statistics that are important for the story.
Okay.
Participants who were not exposed to PFCs had, again, according to the story, tall boys with an average length of 3.94 inches compared to an average of 3.44 inches.
So I'm assuming they were not at attention is where we're going with these numbers.
Well, I mean,
that would be my guess.
I mean, some people, I guess, maybe are at attention at 3.94.
That's unfortunate if that's the case. I think we have a couple of nonstick pans at home. We're going to have to throw those out when I get home. I'm going to make sure I mention that to the wife, that those are immediately destroyed. Just going to say that.
Ashley wants to make sure that he's not having any issues in this regard.
Exactly.
That he's not participating
in
the
I do
PFC
not want to be a
study.
Part of this participation at all.
No.
But I'm glad you found that, because you definitely find the stories that are the most uncomfortable. And for all the crap that I get for being a pot stirrer, you tend to be just as bad.
I mean, this story just literally popped up on my tweet
deck. I bet it did. Did it just pop up?
I mean, it literally just exposed itself. I said it literally just exposed itself.
I know. You've done a great job with it, too. How many more can we do in a minute? By the way, I love that article. It had like three different things there.
And the best part is, right, they show a picture and it looks just fantastic. Grilled sausage, right, on a frying pan. Just saying.
I mean, you're doing this on purpose, right? That sentence was done on purpose?
No, I'm just saying they show a picture on the
We're talking about a study on penises, and then you say they're showing a picture. It just looks fantastic.
No, I said of grilled sausage. So the
isn't it sausage?
Yes, but the point was is that the joke continues, right? They called it six different names, and then they show a picture.
I get the joke.
Of grilled Italian sausage.
All right, what
sausage.
Time are you on tomorrow?
Oh my goodness!
We have
thankfully without
20
you,
seconds.
3 to 6:45.
Wow!
Before the caps.
Wow. Well, you're a jerk for saying that. I am back tomorrow, but it will be on my Wizards Outsiders. Not this. Not dealing with you. An hour before the Wizards game.
Ooh.
Wizards and Cavs. That's more important. Don't listen to Russell. He's a jerk. We'll see you next time we're actually together.
That's a great.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.